Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, or in this case, half hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A-J is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. It's 713-780-3776. A lot of ostrich talk in the first hour.
Plenty of it. Brandon says, I'm still here, and I think Fuller ended the year well and will be considerably better in year two. When you say ended the year well, does that mean, like, because he had his last touchdown catch back in week four. So are we talking about from what perspective did he, I mean, his, he had 100-yard games week one and two. In that week four game, he had 81 yards and a touchdown. His best game after that was four catches, 60 yards. Most of it's one catch, 4 yards, one catch, yeah. 23, one for 17, two for 22, three for 39, three for 24. The dude did nothing in the second half of the season.
You're thinking of the first two games.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking
of. He looked like a player and
that's what you're
dropped
a
touchdown
of.
Pass.
And dropped one, a big ball in the playoffs, lest we forget. If you want to talk about how he really ended the season.
Yeah, so not sure where that came from.
Yeah, I don't know where. I mean, will he be better next year? I sure hope so. Two touchdowns, you know, it ain't great. Yeah, he averaged about two catches per game. Yeah, I would hope he's better.
To be fair, Fuller had Brock as his quarterback. That doesn't explain the balls that dropped right in his hands, though. Do I think he'll be better? Yeah, but he needs to be.
I mean, he can't be much worse, is what it boils down to.
Well, 47 for 635 is not what you expect out of a first-round draft pick.
No.
You expect more than that. Let us squeeze in some calls. Eric. What's up, Eric?
What's up, sports?
Sports to you.
Hey, guys, just want to ask a question. Now with the Texans doing this, letting Osweiler go, what do you think they're going to do in the draft? Will they draft offensive line, secondary, first round, second round, maybe quarterback if it's there, if not offense, and what would they do with their – I'll hang up and listen.
It's hard to say because you don't know who's going to be available, but I would assume – that offensive line and cornerback are the positions that they're targeting going in unless they find a quarterback they're in love with.
Yeah, I it's really hard to speculate right now because I don't know what they're going to do in the rest of free agency.
Right.
There are some tackles out there that are still really good. Maybe if they make a move there, then offensive line's less pressing in the draft. If they sign a decent nickel cornerback, then I think that's less, you know, it makes that less of a priority. So it just kind of depends on what happens here over the next couple of days. I can't imagine that they're done. So, let's try Casey. What's up, Casey?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey now.
Hey now. Hey, I heard on ESPN Insider earlier, they're already naming Rick Smith the Insider of the Year. Just wanted to give your guys thoughts on that, just how he pulls a trick out of his butt, and now he's the hero.
I mean, again, I think it's great for the Texans, but I think it's equally great for the Browns. I think anyone who thinks that like the Texans pulled one over on the Browns here don't really understand what exactly happened. I mean, the Browns basically just paid for a second round pick, and it's kind of a win-win. I mean, I do give kudos to Rick Smith for getting it done. But I also look, you know, we've talked about this a couple times. Who do you think were the guys who initiated the contact? I would guess it's the Browns, just because it seems like that's what they're trying to do.
Well, they got a former baseball guy, and that's a baseball kind of trade. So, yeah, Too Drunk to Care says, does it feel rushed that the Texans got rid of Brock? To me, if I was Dallas, I would feel they're desperate now. Well, they are desperate, but I don't think they're any more desperate because they got rid of a guy they weren't going to play.
Yeah, like if the Texans had no intent on starting Brock Osweiler week one, are the Texans desperate at quarterback? Sure. We knew that week five of last season. I mean, nothing has changed other than you've got more room to sign one now.
Right.
So, no, I don't think they did this too early. I think they did the right thing. I think they – if Romo is released, I think they'll give him a generous offer, a fair offer. And I think that at that point he'll weigh it versus what he gets from Denver and he'll make a decision. And I don't think he can really go wrong, honestly.
And if the Cowboys are just going to hang on to him to see which team they can trade him to, then I think that would turn out to be a mistake. Because if I'm the Broncos, and just speculating, let's say I'm the Broncos and I go out and sign Jay Cutler. Well, I'm not going to be in the Tony Romo market. Or if I make a trade for a quarterback. Or if the Texans go out and trade for Jimmy Garoppolo or whatever. Suddenly they're out of the Tony Romo market and your value for him is zero. So if those teams are willing to offer you something now, I think you need to make that move pretty quickly, because otherwise they're going to move on. And John Elway's done that before. So I think it'll be interesting. I don't know when it's somebody says, I saw that they didn't give Rick Smith GM of the year. They said, should he be? And said no, because he's the one who signed Brock in the first place. I agree with
that.
That's
true. But let's not forget that.
How do we start speculating on who's GM of the year on day one of free agency?
You can't.
What is that? Who's doing that?
I mean, maybe he's most improved GM since last year's free agent signings.
Well, there is that.
I'm seeing on Twitter, Mary Kay Cabot is saying that the Patriots want Cleveland's number one pick and another first round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Dude,
thanks.
Don't let the Browns, if they do that, they're idiots. That's like a. That almost feels like the Patriots are trying to, like they're trying to Charlie Brown the Browns. Like they're holding the football and they're going to pull it away. They're just.
Sounds like a troll. Troll, yeah, right?
They don't want, I don't think they want to get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo. I think they're happy with him and they, you know, I don't know how much longer Brady plays, and they may, Brady's one of those guys, he may walk away at any given point. He may walk away at the end of next year, and then they've got a guy that they can. You know, that knows the system, and I guess they have some confidence in. If any team gives up that much for Jimmy Garoppolo, they're out of their damn mind. Out of it.
I would have no problem with them saying, all right, here, we'll give you the 12th pick for him. Use that first pick on a real player, and then so we'll give you the 12th pick.
Yeah, she's saying that the Browns want to give him the 12th pick plus other picks, but Patriots want their first and another number one.
No, that's just negotiating. And there's no way in hell I'd do that if I'm the Browns.
I would just hang up on them.
And do you really need a guy this year?
Right. What do you think is going to happen, Cleveland? I mean, is it worth giving up that number one pick for a guy who might be good this year? I don't know. And then where are you at next year? You have to pay him. Maybe he doesn't want to stay in Cleveland, so you have to franchise him.
And you get the Kirk Cousins thing where you're having to do it 2 years in a row and pay him $26 million.
It's not wise.
Well, I think they just made a good move, so it would be Brown-like to make a really stupid one.
It would. Lamont asking if the Texans and Browns are the first teams to pull off a deal like this. They're the first that I can think of. I've never seen something like this in the NFL. That's why I said this is a very forward-thinking move by the Browns. It looks like tanking almost, but the long-term ramifications, it's a very smart play by the Browns. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it. Not in football.
And for the Texans, too. I think both teams.
It's a win-win for sure.
And I can't recall there ever being a move like this where you were just dumping a guy and giving up assets just to get rid of him from the Texans' perspective and from the Browns' perspective, taking on a contract in order to get assets. We see this all the time in the NBA. In baseball,
Trent Richardson, maybe they dumped him on the Colts. for draft picks?
But the Colts gave up a
First round.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But no, this is complete opposite.
Like the Colts thought he could play. That's a dumb move.
Yeah, they gave up a first round pick to get him.
I can almost guarantee that the Browns thought that he couldn't play.
I'm sure they did.
Because when you look at the yards per carry and that kind of thing with Trent Richardson, it was really bad.
Yeah, but they weren't giving away assets just to get rid of him. They were getting back a number one pick, which I don't think they did much with. I don't remember.
No, they blew it. That's what they do.
Was that the Manziel pick?
I think it was.
I got to check.
Might have been. Yeah. Well, you can guess it was probably a quarterback.
No, because the Manziel pick, the Browns traded up to.
Yeah.
They traded up to get Manziel, which is even funnier.
It worked out so well. Alejandro asked, what if the Texans plans to have Savage as their starting quarterback for the 2017-18 season?
That would be bad.
That would not be good at all, because now you're talking about a guy who I don't know if he can play, and he's hurt every single year.
I know there's a group of people in this town who really want to believe that Tom Savage is the guy. I promise you he's not. He's fine as a backup when he's healthy, but he's just not special. He's not a starting caliber player in this league, which isn't a knock, because where you took the guy, you shouldn't expect him to be. So I just don't get the push for him to be something more than he is. But that was the same thing that happened with Keenum. Like, the backup quarterback is always the most popular guy in town.
Yeah, because the starters are never any good.
And you have, like, for some reason, there's this hope that, oh, this could be the one.
I think we've seen enough of Savage to make a judgment on him.
So that Browns pick was the 26th pick. They traded that to Philly to move up three spots, and then they took Manziel.
Yeah.
So, Trent Richardson for Johnny Manziel.
What a win. What a win.
For both teams.
Trent played longer?
Yeah, Trent had more of an illustrious career.
All right. Gentlemen, if you're looking for a great shave, if you're looking to save money, if you're looking for convenience, I've got the razor for you. Harry's Razors. And Harry's, for decades, this big razor company goes out. They increase prices all the time. They reap profits at your expense. They're hard to get. You got to go get them unlocked. Well, the owners of Harry's decided, hey, we're tired of this. We're going to buy our own factory and sell it directly to you over the internet. So you're saving money because they're taking less profit. They can offer their blades at half the price, and these blades are awesome. I mean, high-quality blades that you get delivered right to your door. You don't have to go anywhere. In fact, you get online, you sign up once you get this free trial set, and they'll ask you how many times you shave, and they'll basically send them to you whenever, send replacement razors and send replacement everything whenever you need them, and it works out great. They're so confident you're going to love their blades, they're giving you their set for free. All you have to do is cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a Truman set ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try. And I'm telling you, this is an amazing amount of stuff for an $18 value, and you're getting it for free. But this offer is only available if you use my promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I was going to say the show really flew by today, but it's only because it's an hour and a half. And plenty to discuss here. There's a lot of other stuff that we'll be able to get to tomorrow, but you got Aggie basketball coming up here in just a bit. Let's try to squeeze in a couple more calls. And let's do Brian. What's up, Brian?
Fred?
Yep, you're on.
Hey, it's Brian, your favorite writer.
What's up?
So, you know, all that stuff that I mentioned today about the Cleveland Browns and them making a good move with that trade, I wanted to ask you, what do you think is their long-term outlook? I mean, with all these draft picks they're piling and starting to make some smart moves. I mean, they beefed up their O-line this, you know, today with some good picks in Zeitler and Treader. I mean, what do you think is going to be a good long-term outlook for them, and how long do you think it's going to take before they're really competitive again?
Well, I think they have to solve the quarterback issue first. And then I think realistically, if everything goes perfectly with all those picks, 3 years? Does that sound fair? If you hit,
right.
If you hit on a bunch of those guys?
Yeah.
We had a lot of questions about the Jaguars and all their signings. And I'll just say, before you start jumping on that Jaguars bandwagon, they did the same thing last year. Signing a bunch of guys in free agency rarely equals success. Now, it worked for the Giants last year, but the Giants were close. I still don't think the Jaguars are that close. I'm not quite going to buy into it yet. And it'll be interesting to see how A.J. Bouye does, because they're not going to throw the ball at Ramsey. That guy is he might be a stud. He might be the best corner in the league next year. Let me call that shot right now. I think that the way he played at the end of the year, he just got better and better and better. And I expect him to improve. So Bouye's going to get a lot of action, and we'll see if he can play as well as he did last year. Let's do Tim real quick. What's up, Tim?
Hey guys, sports.
Sports to you.
So, question for you. With the Broncos, you know, they got Trevor Siemian was their starting quarterback, but I've read reports that they're looking to trade him to the Jets. So let's say they do and they don't get Romo, where do they go from there?
Well, I think that speculation, whoever it was that did it, I think it was Mortensen, backed off on it pretty quick, the whole Trevor Siemian stuff.
Yeah.
He sent out a tweet right after that and said that he was dialing back on it, basically. So, if they do that, I think, you know, they're going to sign some kind of veteran. They're in the same boat the Texans are. It's interesting that it's down to these two, I think, for Romo, because they both have the exact same issues. They have unproven quarterbacks. Although, to be honest, Siemian wasn't the problem last year. He actually played pretty well.
Yeah.
But you got a new coaching staff.
He played well relative to expectations.
Right, right. But, almost 2-1 on touchdowns, interceptions. Yep. I mean, he had a pretty solid year. I don't know if I want him as my starter.
No.
But I think at some point Paxton Lynch is going to be the guy there. The question is he ready now? And they don't seem to think so in Denver. They seem to think that he needs at least another year. Batman's ugly brother says Jaguars are the new Redskins. That doesn't mean I
don't think they're that.
Yeah,
the Redskins are a total. That's an S show.
Right, and I do like the players they're going after. I think Campbell's a good addition, and I think Bouye will play well for him. I just wouldn't have paid him that.
Right, in the same boat.
Yeah, but to be fair, if you're Jacksonville, you're not really a destination team, and they're going. That's just like Cleveland. You have to overpay for guys. If you want him to come there, you're going to have to overpay for him, and that's okay. I think Chicago's become that now, unfortunately.
Yeah, it ain't looking good.
All right, let's do one more phone call today. Eric, close it out strong, man.
Guys.
Sports.
Hey, two-part question. If Romo goes to Houston, I mean, pretty much, is he going to give it his all? Like, is he actually going to have a Super Bowl set on his mind to actually give us a chance? And second part, I see Romo throwing way less interceptions and way more touchdowns than Brock did. And all the passes that Brock missed, like the ones that he was throwing too wide off to the sidelines to where DeAndre Hopkins couldn't catch them, and the ones that he was just throwing way over dudes, I see Romo making all those passes, or at least majority of them. And a lot of those passes that Brock missed, I think could have won us a lot more games and possibly could have beat the Patriots. So I guess that's kind of a agree or disagree. And the first part is Romo going to have Super Bowl on his mind and actually try to get it? And
I can't picture a scenario where Tony Romo doesn't want to win. I mean, that's
kind of the point of why he's trying to pick these teams to go to.
He could get cut and get more money from some crappy team and go flail away in San Francisco or something like that.
Yeah,
that's not his intent.
I think that's his sole motivation, is getting back on the field. So yeah, I don't know where you'd get that idea from, and not quite sure. I'm not really sure what the second part of the question was. All right, well, Broncos fan who just tuned in, thoughts on the Trevor Siemian trade rumors? We just answered that like a minute ago. Sorry. All right, we're gonna try one more call. Hopefully, we'll finish a little stronger. Quentin, go.
Hey guys, I'm going to sports.
Sports to you, man.
Hey, I'm hearing all this Romo talk and all this Super Bowl talk, but keep in mind, Romo has never taken the Cowboys to the Super Bowl, and the Cowboys had a much better O-line than the Texans did.
Well, keep in mind, the Cowboys' O-line got better, like, right at the end. Like, and look what Tony did his last healthy season with the Cowboys. He was putting up elite numbers. So the Cowboys, they never had a defense. Tony will have that. And now, will he have the offensive line he had there? No, which is a concern, obviously. But he'll have a better run game than he had in Dallas. He'll have a better defense.
Except for 2 years ago when he had DeMarco, or 3 years, whenever it was DeMarco Murray was going off.
The 1 year.
Yeah. I don't think they have a better running game. But that was because of the offensive line.
Right.
And, yeah, this is a much better defense than they ever had during his entire tenure in Dallas. So there's that.
I mean, Tony Romo put up some sick move or some sick numbers, but at the end of the day, I mean, he didn't take the Cowboys to a Super Bowl because the Cowboys were really, really bad on defense.
And that,
which you could argue, is why the Cowboys still didn't go to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I don't think it's. I think in the right spot, and I still think Denver's a better spot for him than here to get there. And you have to. You have to hope he's healthy. I mean, it's going to be that. That's going to be the whole thing. Is he healthy? All right. Well, we got Aggie basketball coming up. So guess what we're going to do? We're going to call it a day.
Okay.
But first, I'm going to tell you about usracing.com. If you're looking for a place to get in on the ponies, you want to play a little Sam Houston tomorrow night. You want to play. There's some big derby preps coming up this weekend. You want to get some action on them. And there might even be a couple of horses I like. Well, you can bet on over 200 tracks from your computer, tablets, and your phone. And USRacing.com offers daily rebates. You can bet on horses, jockeys, even trainers. The bets are safe, fun, and secure. And if you're a new player, you can qualify for a $150 sign-up bonus. And they've got all kinds of cool stuff. You can use Visa and MasterCard for instant deposits. Quick payouts. You're going to get paid fast. They have the fastest payouts of any online horse racing site. And the best part is the mobile horse betting. I can play from my phone. And it's a great interface. It's set up very, very well. You can also get free horse racing news. And my favorite part about the site, if you're a volume player, this really pays off. Rebates up to 8%. So you're going to get paid on all your betting with no limits, up to 8%, and great customer support. Give them a try. You can call them at 1-844-US-RACING or go to usracing.com. Use promo code PONY, P-O-N-Y, and you too can get in the game.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.